Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and also online at KDCountry94.com. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Keith Crisine. The St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Next Tech, and by Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
And welcome back on our Locker Room Chats. Welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Keith Crisine joining us, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Coach, your team went out to Frankfort there on Friday night in a non-district game. First half was a tight one. It was 16-14 at the break there, and then they kind of pulled away in the end with a 60-14 victory. What stood out for your team there on Friday night on the road?
Well, you know, Dusty, the kind of the tale of two halves. We knew that we were in for our work cut out for us going up to Frankfort and, you know, them being undefeated and playing some good football right now. We knew we needed to take care of the ball and be aggressive offensively as well as defensively. The first half, everything played out just right. Defensively, we had our responsibilities and we were attacking the ball carrier and we never made any mistakes. Yeah, we were down 2 points at halftime, but again, defensively, we kind of made them grind the ball out. We never gave up any big plays. You know, offensively, we were able to stick with our blocks and run the ball a little bit and even threw the ball a little bit. Just had a nice first half. You know, the second half, we came out and started continue playing that way a little bit, but then again, we got back on our heels, and we didn't want to attack the ball carrier defensively. We were taking care of our assignments, but we weren't being the aggressive team, and they made some big plays on us because us not attacking the ball carrier, they were able to cut and make some plays. And then it just kind of slipped away. We had a turnover or two and some bad snaps from the center or drop balls from the quarterback, however you want to look at it, a combination of both. And then the third quarter just really got out of hand or away from us because of all of that there, and we were trying to play catch up a little bit, and we couldn't, you know, have any ball control. So, again, just to tell, but I'm – hang my hats to the guys because they played hard even in the 60-14 loss. It was closer than the score indicated. So we know that if we play well, that we can play with some good teams, Dusty.
And we're talking with Keith Crisine, the coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. When we come back, we'll go over this week's opponent, district game with Lakeside, coming up Friday night here on KD Country 94.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Midland, Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Browns Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Springs Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Introducing TV Now from Next Tech. Now you can enjoy your TV without the hassle of cable set-top boxes. Just watch Next Tech TV Now from your favorite streaming device like Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, or Android. Plus, save almost $20 per month with Next Tech TV Now with free HD, free DVR, and free replay TV so you can watch shows from up to a week ago or start a movie that's already playing. For free features you're going to love and savings you won't believe, visit nexttech.com/TV now.
And back in the Locker Room Chats with Keith Crisine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays here on KD Country 94. Coach, next up is Lakeside here Friday night. This is a team that's coming off of a 62-30 loss to Pike Valley that they had to play the first half Friday, second half Monday. So obviously they're got a short week to prepare for you guys, but what are your thoughts on the nights coming up there Friday night?
Well, I'll tell you, Dusty, we're excited about playing Lakeside again. It's been a few years since we have. I'm kind of excited because two of their coaches over there played for us over at Wakanda when I was over there, you know. So again, throw that all aside. You know, we're going to have to come out and play football, Dusty. They like to throw the ball around a little bit and mix a little speed option and run game in there. You know, just a pretty nice ball team, really, I think. You know, if they weren't playing so many younger kids, you know, their record would probably be better than what it is. But, you know, we're playing young kids also. It's just one of them things that through the years you just got to deal with and kind of grind it out. We'll have to try to take their passing game away. They'll probably hit something on us, but we got to hold them down to a minimum as far as not making the big passing plays. And offensively, hopefully we can come off the ball and do a nice job of mixing the pass and the run in and staying with our blocks a little bit better, Dusty.
How do you feel about your team right now? You've been having to move a lot of people around with some injuries here over the last few weeks. What's the status of that, and how tough is it for the team to deal with that?
Well, I'll tell you, Dusty, our team has been really responding well with all of the adversity, with the injuries and stuff that we had, because it's really not easy to move people around. You move them around that you think in the best spots that you think will make your team the best. You know, you lose something here and you maybe you lose something here, but it might make your team the best overall. And, you know, it's been really tough, but yet the guys have really responded really well. And as long as we can come out and, you know, play with that there, knowing that we've a seasoned veteran here where we've only played maybe a game at this spot, you know, we'll be all right, you know, from that standpoint. Hopefully we can just get physical and be the most physical of the team, Dusty.
Keith Christine, coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays here in the locker room chat. Coach, thanks for the time and good luck against Lakeside Friday night.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Fans can hear that game on Z96.3 Through the Lake. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:30 Friday from O'Brien Field in Beloit.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and Nextech.
Nextech provides brilliant business intelligence. That means if your network goes down or computer quits, you won't have to panic. Cyber attack? Data breach? Rest easy. Nextech can be your IT manager, your cybersecurity expert, your data storage system, and your hacker defense system. The list goes on and on. We defend, monitor, and respond to issues around the clock, 24/7, so you can be the expert at your business while Nextech protects it. Nextech, phenomenal business solutions.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Stop in Brown's Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 TB hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with head coach Drew Dusky of the Lakeside Knights. Follow Lakeside and Northern Plains League varsity sports all season long on the web at ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 are brought to you in part by the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, and by Nextech.
And we're back to the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com. Drew Dusky joining us, the head coach of the Lakeside football team. Coach, kind of different circumstances, obviously, this week for you from last week's game as you finished it up on Monday night. You led 24-22 at halftime Friday before the severe weather came in against Pike Valley there. And then you come back on Monday, and they outscored you 40-6 in the second half to win 62-30. I guess the biggest question would be, what was the difference from Friday to Monday and some of the things that you noticed out there?
Well, you know, I don't know if they changed a whole lot defensively, but offensively I think they ran the ball more up the middle and really used their power, and we didn't adjust well to it. You know, we weren't tackling very well, and I thought we came out with with a lot less energy than we did on Friday. And I know it's a weird circumstance. We've never been in that situation before, but I just thought they had a lot more energy and were more physical than we were last night.
How do you feel about your team as a whole in the game offensively? Caleb ends up with 257 yards is what I had him down for passing. And you know, up and down, he had a couple touchdowns and a few picks as well. How do you feel about the way the offense performed?
I think we're a good passing team. We have time, but it's easy for us to be so one-dimensional. And we've been that the past few weeks because we can't really ever establish a run game. And you can see it on film, and we watched it and pointed out to the guys on Sunday before we played again on Monday of we're not getting to blocks. We're not holding our blocks. You know, we're slow off the start. And when we do that, especially when you're trying to run against a physical team, it's tough. I think we can excel in the passing game when we have time, but, you know, you can't. It's hard to beat good teams when all you can do is pass the ball.
We're talking with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in our locker room chats. Take a time out. We'll come back. We'll go over this next week's opponent, St. John's Tipton, coming up Friday night here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Nextech provides brilliant business intelligence. That means if your network goes down or computer quits, you won't have to panic. Cyber attack? Data breach? Rest easy. Nextech can be your IT manager, your cybersecurity expert, your data storage system, and your hacker defense system. The list goes on and on. We defend, monitor, and respond to issues around the clock, 24/7, so you can be the expert at your business while Nextech protects it. Nextech. Phenomenal business solutions.
And back on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Still with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. Coach, getting set now for your next district game, your final district game here this season. You go to St. John's Tipton on Friday night there in Beloit. Blue Jays, a team that's 4-2 overall, but they're 4-0 in the district. They lost last week in a non-district game against Frankfort 60-14. When you look at St. John's Tipton, what do you see from them that you think will cause the most problems for your squad?
I mean, just going against a team like St. John's, you know they're going to be sound in everything they do. You know, they're not going to make a whole lot of mistakes. You know, they're not going to do anything fancy. They're going to run the ball. They're going to run the ball at you. They're going to run the ball outside. You know, I know the receivers are going to run good routes, and the ball is going to be on point. And they're going to be physical. And we've struggled lately in the second half of games these last few weeks. Even going back to the game against Lynn that we ended up winning, we played really good the first half, and we've really struggled coming out of halftime in the second half. So, you know, we've got to make some adjustments and just be ready to go out and be more physical. That's what I'm looking for our boys to be. It's just more physical than we have been the last few weeks.
It's been quite a while since the Knights and Blue Jays have played here on the football field, but does that present problems for you? Do you feel like you have like enough film on those kind of teams that it doesn't really make much of a difference?
I don't think it makes that much of a difference, especially with the technology we have these days. And, you know, most teams have huddle, and we've got three or four games that we've already watched, scouted other teams that have played St. John's. Mm-hmm. And so I think I got a good feel of what they're going to do, and we just got to bring it and try to match that and take away their strengths and hopefully exploit some of their weaknesses.
Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and good luck out at Beloit Friday night.
Thanks, Dusty.
Fans can hear that St. John's Tipton Lakeside game coming up on Friday on Z96 Points of the Lake and KittyCountry94.com. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:30 Friday night.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brushar Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Introducing TV Now from Nextech. Now you can enjoy your TV without the hassle of cable set-top boxes. Just watch Nextech TV Now from your favorite streaming device like Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, or Android. Plus, save almost $20 per month with Nextech TV Now with free HD, free DVR, and free replay TV, so you can watch shows from up to a week ago or start a movie that's already playing. For free features you're going to love and savings you won't believe, visit nextech.com/TV now.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head coach Brock McMillan. Remember to tune in to KD Country 94 and Z96.3 for our football games of the week. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are brought to you by Kears Driftway in Mankato, Bonert Welding and Jewel, and by Mankato Professional Pharmacy.
And welcome back in the locker room chats with Brock McMillan, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies now. Here talking about 8-man Division II District 4 action. You played Southern Cloud on Friday night, coach. Moved that one up and were able to get everything in there. You won it 48-0, game that was called early third quarter. Just a huge game from Zane Colson with 339 yards rushing and 5 touchdowns. Average 16 yards a carry for you. Nice win against a Southern Cloud team that's actually showing some improvement here recently. What were your thoughts on that victory Friday?
Well, it was just one of those just kind of take the next step games, and we went out against Tescott the week before and really concentrated on just the little stuff, just getting off the ball, staying on blocks, and just the little minor details here there, you know, just the correct step, the correct footwork, what we're doing in the backfield, and you know, it was the next step. We thought Southern Cloud was maybe kind of a next level up as far as the strength of an opponent, and we concentrated on going out there and just sticking to the game plan and just fixing the little things. And you know, it was one of those things where we had to grind a little bit in the first quarter. It was only a 2 or 3 score game in that first quarter, and then as we were able to just stick to our guns and keep doing what we were doing, I think we were kind of able to wear the opponent out a little bit, and we were able to kind of broaden that gap a little bit in the second quarter, and I was just proud. Both sides of the ball just you know, stuck to what they knew they were supposed to do, and we didn't have any, you know, big mistakes, didn't give up too many big plays, and really just grinded it out. It was just a good overall effort from everybody involved.
And we're talking with Brock McMillan, head coach of the Rock Hills football team. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the first of two very important district games coming up for Rock Hills here on these locker room chats on Kitty Country 94.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to your questions, and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you.
There's great savings now for Tuesday at Kier Stripway in downtown Mankato. They have 10-ounce fresh-cut boneless beef KC strip steaks for $5 each. Now through Tuesday at Kier Stripway, downtown Mankato. No Mississippi Civics now through Tuesday at Kier Stripway, downtown Mankato. They have selected varieties, 10 to 16 ounce farmland sliced bacon for $2.99. It's now through Tuesday at Kier Stripway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewel, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Back on the Locker Room Chat, still with Brock McMillan, coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Coach, I think a lot of people probably, as the season was going on, you could tell that you were leading up to these last two district games, which would be the most important for you. You're 4-0, and then Pike Valley coming up this week is 3-1. St. John's Tipton next week is also 4-0 in your district. So these games here are really going to decide where everything stands and finishes up in this district. As I mentioned, you get Pike Valley coming up on Friday. You go to their place. When you look at the Panthers, what concerns you the most about their squad?
They have, you know, I know a lot of people focus on, you know, what they lost last year and what they lost, undeniably, one of the, you know, better classes go through this area in the last, you know, 10 years or so. But, you know, they lost a lot, but it's impressive what they've gotten back, how those kids have developed. And, you know, I think they struggled a little bit in that first half against Lakeside, but you saw, you know, what they were really made of last night when they came out and just completely dominated that second half of that game that they finished up last night. So they made some adjustments. They obviously paid off for them. And, you know, the Garmin kid, you know, hasn't been, you know, out for football in the past, but he has really run the ball well. It shows some signs of some speed. Kane Johnson has really developed into a nice player for him at the fullback and at the linebacker position. And they just got a lot of size. I think they might be the biggest team, you know, all around that we've seen this year with those guys up front, and their offensive defensive line is just a big unit. So going to be a different challenge than what we've seen from some of the teams here in the last few weeks, just because they present some different matchups. And so they like to mix it up a little bit on the defensive front, and they're going to test our offensive line out a little bit. And we'll definitely focus on that this week, being able to switch from, you know, blocking schemes one to another. And they just do a really good job of setting up on offense and trying to take advantage of some of your weak spots and things like that. And we'll prepare for that, and we'll see what else they have on film here. So now that we can kind of watch the second part of that game and see what they did well in the second half. And I just think that even though they lost a lot from last year, they've still got a really nice squad back, and they're playing some younger kids that are doing a really nice job for them. So when the season starts, you kind of relay to the kids, hey, you know, if you play well and if you do what you need to do, you're going to be in position at the end of the year to, you know, challenge for a district title. You're going to be challenging for that first, second, third place spot. And, you know, at the beginning of the year, I think a lot of people thought, you know, Pike Valley, even though they lost a little bit, they're going to be right there in the hunt, and they've proven just that. And St. John's is, you know, I think everybody knew St. John's was just going to get 1 year more experience with those young kids they had last year, and that's paying off for them. They're doing a really nice job as well. And so, you know, the three of us, it boils down to the last 2 weeks of the season that kind of, I think, makes it exciting for everybody involved. So we'll get ready for Pike Valley on Friday. And if it ever stops raining here anytime soon, we'll see what type of game plan we can put together or what we're going to have to do on Friday to be able to move the ball and be able to make stops on defense. But I like where our kids are at right now. We're definitely improving week to week, and it's good to see.
Rock Hills Coach Brock McMillan here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck out at Scandia Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Check out the savings now for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have fresh green seedless grapes for $1.49 a pound. It's now for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. Check out the savings now for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. They have Folgers coffee, selected varieties for $6.99. It's now for Tuesday at Keir Swiftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. You'll find more than a place to fill your prescriptions. You'll receive personalized care, answers to
to your questions and exceptional customer service. Also, stop by and learn more about their GMP digital photo kiosk. As school and sports season has started, Mankato Professional Pharmacy has braces and other aids for the athlete in your family to stay healthy and safe. That's Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in and let them take care of you.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labrador. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show every Friday night, getting you set for kickoff, called the Football Express, that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang locker room chats are brought to you by the Bennington State Bank. Now let's get you caught up as to what is happening with Mustang football with head coach Ben Labrador.
Welcome back in the locker room chats on Katie Country 94, katiecountry94.com. Ben Labrador, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, joining us now here on Katie Country 94. Coach, tough one for you on Friday night. You fall to Northern Valley there in district play, a hard-fought game that they win 28-20. You guys got out to a 14-0 lead at the end of the first quarter, but were outscored 28-6 the rest of the way. What were some of the things that maybe changed for you there after the first quarter that they were able to take advantage of, maybe?
We just, I think, went a little stagnant. We got a couple kids beat up. They kept playing, but they just weren't quite themselves. But, you know, you got to credit Northern Valley, too. They started stopping some stuff. Their kids played hard. Yeah, I thought both teams played hard. It was a great game all the way around. We just didn't come out on the end we wanted to be on. But, you know, I made some poor calls offensively and put us in some bad spots. And like I said, our kids played hard. We just didn't do what we needed to get done.
Yeah, it looked like, when I'm looking at the stats, you guys kind of did a pretty good job defensively and probably executed the game plan in a way that you might have wanted to. Aiden Baird was the one that kind of stepped up for them and had the 100-yard rushing game with 3 touchdowns. Did they do anything different, or did they just kind of take what they felt was being led by the way you guys were defending?
No, he's an amazing coach. He knows what he's doing, and we wanted to take those 2 backs away. You know, that was kind of our main goal, was taking the freshman kid and the other block kid away. And, you know, he took what we gave him. You know, the Baird kid made some nice runs. We didn't play it quite like we wanted to. Like I said, we played defensively on those other 2 kids. We played great all night, I felt like. So, you know, Coach Freshman just, like you said, took what we gave him.
You want to talk with Ben Labrador, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here in the locker room chats. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over the next opponent for Sylvan Lucas, another big district game coming up for the Mustangs on Friday night after the break here on Katy Country 94.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank, with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
We're back in the locker room chats here on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're still with Ben Labrador, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach, a very important district game coming up for your team here on Friday night with Logan Palco. You'll host them. They're coming in actually point-wise just ahead of you right now in the district standings for that last spot that would be a playoff spot there in week 9. And when you look at this matchup, Logan Palco off a 2-point overtime loss to Thunder Ridge. So they played Thunder Ridge tight. You guys played Thunder Ridge tight. Just overall, what are your thoughts on this game and the importance of it coming up here on Friday night?
You know, like I've said all along, there's not much difference between any of us. They're big, they're physical, they got some speed. They do what they do pretty well, so we're going to have to play really well. You know, as far as district goes, we're right there in the hunt. You know, I think if we can win the next 2, it's going to come down to points, and then, you know, just see how it plays out.
Mm-hmm. When you look at the your group, I know you said in that first segment you're banged up a little bit. How do you feel about the team going up against Logan Palco and going into the game on Friday?
Oh, it's going to be tough. But everybody right now is banged up. This time of year, you just got those little things that are nagging a little bit. It's going to be who can step up and play through them. So, you know, we're no different than anybody else. We just got to fight through it and play well.
When you look back at, you know, comparing and moving on from Friday night, what are some of the things that you'll need to change here to get a nice win against Logan Palco? What are some of those things that you're looking to shore up, I guess, maybe?
Oh, we got to play 4 quarters. You know, we've been you know, playing a good half of football just about every game, and then it seems like we either take a quarter off or we get a little complacent for a quarter. Even last Friday night, you know, third quarter was ugly. Fourth quarter we played pretty decent, but we got to put a full game together, and we've talked about that all year long. So we're kind of needing to see that come Friday night.
Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here in the locker room. Chats, Coach, again, thanks for the time this week, and best of luck against Logan Palco there at home on Friday.
Thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas locker room chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 KDNS. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the football coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Lincoln Leopards, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to the Football Express, presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, our own preview show airing at 5:45 Friday nights, previewing all of the area matchups in the listening area. And after the games, catch the KD Country 94 local high school scoreboard show at 10:05.